Our guests in the studio today are the Campbell brothers, Chuck, Derek, and Phil, who are part of the Sacred Steel gospel tradition. They play slide guitars to accompany services in their church in Rochester, New York, and now at festivals and nightclubs around the country. Their new album, Do You Feel It, is produced by organist John Medeski, who is here also with the band. I asked the Campbell brothers where the Sacred Steel tradition began and got a surprising answer.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, really?
Yes.
We get credit for everything now.
Yeah, you started in Philadelphia. Actually, the Hawaiian guitar, or lap steel as it's called, was the first electric guitar in America, that, from our understanding. There was a Hawaiian show on radio, a live show where the guy would play Hawaiian music, and one of the members of our church, Truman Eason, from right here from Philly, called the radio station and asked could he have lessons. And he started taking lessons and learned the Hawaiian style and started bringing the music, bringing his steel to church. And his brother, his younger brother, Willie.
He I've heard of, yeah, go ahead.
Willie Eason ended up practicing behind Truman's back, but he couldn't learn the Hawaiian style, so he mimicked the voices in the church. And hence, Sacred Steel was born, because Willie started, and he mimicked the voices so well, they called him Lil Willie Eason with the talking guitar.
And if you were to go to a House of God service, when you play for that, you guys play behind the whole service, don't you? It's not just you would accompany the people, speechifying, et cetera?
Yeah, everything, testifying, sermons, prayers, offerings. It's important to lay down something good for the offering, give people joy so that they can really get in the spirit of giving.
Hey, well, amen to that. In other words, the steel has taken the place of, I guess you would think the organ would do that ordinarily, but sometimes you play with organ in your services as well.
Traditional gospel music thinks, when you think of gospel music, you think of the organ being there. What really happened was the steel, actually, as they started using it more and more, Willie's style became so powerful in the services that it just became the lead instrument, and all other instruments came behind it and began to support it rather than it being just one of the instruments in the ensemble.
Right. That's Phil talking, who's playing the regular six-string today. Derek's in front of the lap steel, which is sort of what, Chuck, you described as the first Hawaiian. And you're playing a pedal steel, which allows you to play different chords. Is that the basic way to look at it?
Yeah, that's a basic way to look at it. And I call it a programmable guitar that you can, it's infinite what you can do with it, but it was based in the country western music. One of the things from our church, we were pretty much barred from listening to secular or blues, or we call it the devil's music, but we would look at Hee-Haw, and the Grand Ole Opry was the favorite radio station because that was the only place you could hear a steel guitar in popular music. The pedal steel was developed with country music.
Now, which one of you started first? Who started playing first?
I'm the oldest, Chuck, and I started because I'm the oldest. In our church, it's a tradition in any we call them bands. The oldest guy gets to pick. And the Hawaiian is always the first instrument that anybody in our church is going to pick. And then the other guys come along. And Phil was the middle guy, so he ended up being the rhythm section. Derek was the baby boy, so he got to do whatever he wanted to do. And he picked steel, too. And so there's been a little bit of, not a rivalry, but what would we call it?
Derek just beat you playing.
Okay.
So okay. I guess it's not a rivalry. Yeah.
It was resolved. We'll put it that way. Definitely. John Medeski, what is it about this instrument and this music that attracts you? Because, of course, you've worked with The Word. And were you involved in picking the music that ended up on None But the Righteous, the compilation?
Yeah, so I picked out stuff from the Arhuli catalog for that. And I first heard the music just... saw it in a CD store when I was working with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band in New Orleans on a record of theirs, and we were doing long days in the studio, and I went to this great record store, and I saw it was Sacred Steel, pedal steel gospel, and I was like, wow, that looks interesting, and I picked it up. It was Aubrey Gentz's record. It was the first one I got. Man, it blew my mind. We ended up every night we would listen to it at the end of the, because, you know, the sessions were long and we were tired and burned out. So we'd just throw that on and it would just bring us back to life. And the next day I went out and bought every other record, bought all the Campbell's records and the other little compilations, and have been in love with the music ever since. And, you know, I was honored when these guys asked me to come help them work on this record.
Well, it's great that you'll be able to be here. I think we're going to have some fun. What do you guys want to start off with?
A little rhythm and blues kind of beat that we did back in the early 70s. You know, in the church you couldn't get a nice little funk beat going, and some guy would sing this song, "I'm Let Nobody Turn Me Around," and he would funk it up a little bit. And so we're going to play that, start out with Derek Campbell leading on the lap steel. Thank you.
warming things up on what's already a hot day in Philadelphia. Let nobody turn you around from the Campbell Brothers, who are playing live with us today. And the new album is called Can You Feel It? Now, there are things I hear in you guys playing, and I think we're going to hear more of it as we go along. One of them is you use a tremolo in what you do. I hear kind of the influence of other. I mean, Curtis Mayfield might come to mind in terms of guitar playing and stuff. Who are your influences outside of the players in the Church?
Well, I think on something like that last tune, "Don't Let Nobody Turn Me Around," that's more Staples Singers, Pop Staples, which was, you know, he was an icon in our homes. And again, that was kind of the music that we listened to. And so, in fact, just recently, our parents got to meet Mavis Staples, and that was like, you know, one of the highlights of, you know, their lives, just to meet some of the stars that they grew up and we grew up listening to. For me personally, and this is Phil, I listen to outside the Church. It would be, you know, like Larry Carlton, B.B. King, Errol Clue. But that came much later in life. Really, it was the rhythm players that I grew up in church listening to that really influenced my approach to the guitar and what I do.
Chuck, maybe you should complete the band. Besides the brothers, who else is with us today?
Malcolm Kirby on the bass, who has a degree in bass guitar and bass studies. Of course, Carlton is Phil's son on the drums. They're the young part of the band. And Denise Brown is our vocalist. She's our cousin. She's been singing with us for about 5 or 6 years.
Hmm. Should we bring her in on the next one? Or
Sure.
What's next?
See the signs, of the judgment.
Thank you.
Sign of Judgment. That is the Campbell Brothers with John Medeski playing live today. More coming up when we get back here to the World Cafe. Back with our guests, the Campbell Brothers, in the studio with John Medeski. One of the instrumentals on their new Can You Feel It disc is an instrumental called Framing. And I asked Chuck Campbell what framing is.
Framing is a rhythmic thing we do with the steel that was brought in. Willie Eason actually started it, but his protege, which was Arby Gent's father, Henry Nelson, learned from him, and he brought in this rhythmic thing that was dominant in the Keith Dominion.
Do you have to pass a test before they allow you to play to know the whole history? I mean, you guys are really versed in that.
Well, what it is, I've actually been blessed where I played, because of our Hooli, played with Willie Eason on a couple of things. But his guitar player, he saw that I was good, but, you know, I was a young guy, and I got a chance to play with him. And these guys would share the history with me. Then with Bob Stone writing more of the history, we've learned this stuff. But Philadelphia is also unique in that Philadelphia is one of the few places on the Eastern Seaboard that has both Jewel and Keith Dominion churches, and some of the greatest Jewel Dominion players came from Philadelphia too.
What are the differences between the two?
The difference is basically we got two different leaders from the church split into three, and the two Dominions both had steel guitar as the main instrument, but the Jewel Dominion players were more melodic, mm-hmm. whereas the Keith Dominion, which brings us back to framing, had more of this rhythmic, rocking, hard driving sound, and that's where framing comes from.
Do you want to demonstrate it or do the tune or whichever would work?
We can do the tune, but basically it's where you just... where it's sounding like you're beating a drum. So we can do the tune Framing.
Cool. Thank you. That's Campbell Brothers playing live, and that is Framin, another one you will find on Can You Feel It, the new album that's just out on Rope-A-Dope, and we are having a chance to hear this music played by the Campbell Brothers, John Medeski sitting in. And that kind of felt like I was going a bit to New Orleans there, a little bit of that second line feel to that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, a little jazz element into that. We're being a little bit influenced by bringing on Malcolm, who's steeped in jazz studies, and also by John coming in. And right now we're starting to, since we've been going around, a lot of people bring up, of course, Robert Johnson and the old blues players, which we never heard of. So we're getting an education as we share our music with others.
Now, what about that, taking this music out of the church and playing it in more secular venues? I mean, you're playing nightclub last night, nightclub tonight, and is that an issue with the church or for you guys?
With some people, it is. To be honest with you, it was a stretch for us at first, but the more we did it, the more we went around. Music is really universal, and people have accepted us. And what really surprised us is that we're getting similar reactions as we get in the church, in that the music is really to bring, in church is to bring people to one accordness, so we become one. And it's happening outside of the church, and we're living example of that, even with, as we meld with John Medeski and Malcolm Kirby. Malcolm met us at a wedding that we was invited to. He started coming to church and he played. John Medeski came when he was producing this album, came to church and lit the church up. And our church is used to the steel guitar. And when they heard the keys going there, they said, "Man, that dude is bad. Where you get him from?" And he lit up the church, you know, with the keyboards. And it's
John, what was your reaction when you it was in Rochester in your home church?
Yeah.
Well, it was an amazing experience. I mean, what goes on there every week is incredible. I mean, the main thing I got out of it, really, I mean, besides the fact that the music was incredible and that the band has to be ready. I mean, you never know. Somebody just starts singing a song, and then next thing you know, it's going on for 20 minutes, and people are losing themselves in the music, speaking in tongues, dance. I mean, these old guys dancing, like, better than, you know, anybody. Like, I don't know where they're getting the energy from, you know. And it was just, you know, great to see. Really, the great thing was to see people using music as a way to, like Chuck said, become one and get, you know, find God. And they were doing it. People were out really getting into music full on, dancing without alcohol, drugs, without the club situation. It was like music for its own sake, dancing, and it was really, it's an incredible experience.
I've often wondered whether the musicians get as wrapped up, and you've just sort of answered that question, as do the people in the congregation. Clearly, you're right there with them. Is that a way to put it?
There's no question. In fact, we even go as far as to say that really, if you really want to, you know, have the full connection, that really you need to be in the spirit, and that's when the greatest music actually comes forth as a musician. And so, yes, we're trying to connect with the congregation and then ultimately connect on high. And that's the goal and that's the objective. And that's why, again, I think what makes Sacred Steel so accessible is that the music is not played for the musicians, where the musicians play and then say, "Okay, audience, do you get what I'm doing?" It's more, we're playing the music for the people. And if the people aren't feeling what we're doing, then we have to make adjustments in the music to connect. And then when we make that connection, we're going to lay right there and give the people what they want. That the music is all about the people. It is not about us playing what we want to play. And the audience has to catch up to what we're doing.
I know we haven't put this together as you would when you play a concert or play a service. We're not going up and down in quite the right way. But what would you guys like to finish up with? There's an ebb and flow to the service, isn't there, in that way?
Well, actually, every service is different. As John referred to, the way our services are structured, any person can sing any song that they feel at any time, in any key. You never know what's going to happen, who's going to sing what, who's going to play what, or whatever they might feel. So every service is different and has its own ebb and flow and its own character, which is probably why you should come out every Sunday.
There you go. That said, you want to bring in Denise for a final tune?
Well, what we were thinking actually is a tune that came out of an offering. It's one of those up-tempo tunes that Chuck spoke about that you want to play that get people in the mood for giving. It's called Rally Time. And for us, it really means something that where you get down in life and you want to make a comeback and redeem yourself. And that's what we rally in order to come back. So Rally Time.
What time is it?
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 Rally time.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Let's come together, one and all. Rally yourself, rally your friend. Keep the faith, we're gonna win. What time is it?
Rally time.
I see a full plate at offering time. Rally time, finishing up our set today. Campbell Brothers playing live for us. Thanks also to John Badeski. Thank you all so much for coming by. A real treat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And,
thanks.
And best of love. Can You Feel It is the new album. The Campbell Brothers, our guests, here on the World Cafe.
Thanks again to the Campbell Brothers. That new disc, Can You Feel It, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.